Get ready to be captivated and intrigued as we delve into my life of spirits and all things paranormal. Join me, your host, Jay Lane, on The Laneway to Spirit as I share my stories and personal experiences in the hopes of inspiring others to explore their own spirituality. Grab your favorite mug and settle in, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to The Laneway to Spirit. I wanted to share a story with you that really had my heartstrings. So if you have Kleenex close by, might be a good idea. Now, my client had just arrived for her appointment and she looked so tired as if she hadn't slept in months. And the circle under her eyes was so obvious that she had endured quite an emotional turmoil of sorts. And her hair framed her frown. Oh, her burden was so evident, and I greeted her and I led her into my office. And she didn't say much at first. She listened to me explain what we were going to do, and she offered no information, and she really didn't care to choose any cards. And so I said, "Wow, Divianne, what a beautiful and unique name." And she kind of nodded, you know. And so I said, "Well, I decided to pull an angel card for you because I really feel that you're experiencing a deep loss and you're wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's so obvious that you're grieving." And as I started to read for her, she validated the two energies that had come in to visit. And so she had identified the very first spirit as her older brother by the events that I had recounted about his life. And she says, "Oh my God, that's Robert." And then the other soul called himself Al, as I heard it. And she said that that was Alex. It was her dad. And he had passed from a stroke a couple years after her older brother. And I could tell she was starting to relax a little bit more. She laughed. She interjected, added details to the stories that I was telling her. And about 30 minutes went by, and I asked her if she had any questions before I kept on going with the reading. And she said that there was really a specific reason she had come to see me, and her voice said it all. And I could hear that desperation. And she said to me, "You know, Jay, I came here with a purpose today, and so many have told me about what you do, but my daughter's come into somebody else's reading that was here a couple of weeks ago. And she had a message for me, and I'm sure it was her. The details were too accurate." So I apologized to her because honestly, I was not feeling her daughter's energy. And she pleaded, "Oh my God, Jay, please, please, do you think you can ask her to come in?" And so I had to tell her that spirits choose me, that I can't really choose them. And nothing really was coming to me and I didn't sense anything. I felt so terrible. So I told her, "You know, I don't want to waste your time. And we got a little bit of time left, you know, for your reading." And as we were talking about our daughter, I felt this overwhelming rush of energy and such a feeling of warmth, such a feeling of love and understanding. It was just so beautiful. And I couldn't really see who it was or what it was. And then all of a sudden, out of my mouth, I blurted, "February 13th. And she looked at me and she went, "Oh my God." And I said, "What does that mean to you?" And she started to cry. The tears were coming down her face. She was trembling and she said, "Oh my God, that's Kara. That's my daughter's birthday." So I told her, "Your daughter has a message for you. I'm just going to start talking, honey, and I'm just going to tell you what she's saying. I just have to say it." So I started to talk as though I was her daughter. And I said, "I'm sorry, Mom. I couldn't make it. I tried to run faster, but I just couldn't do it." So I asked her if she understood that, and she nodded yes as the tears ran down her face. She asked me to ask her daughter if she came to visit her often because she couldn't feel her around. And I felt so bad for this woman, but I told her that her daughter did go visit. In fact, I started talking to her about what had happened yesterday, the day before our reading. And I told her, I said, you went shopping for shoes. You had lunch at Kentucky Fried Chicken. You had extra coleslaw with no fries. And she was just completely beside herself. She couldn't believe the statement that I had just made. And suddenly the spirit's energy went right through me. It's as if I swallowed this blissful, loving, unconditional being, and the tears just started to pour out of my eyes. And I just started talking as though I was her. She completely took over. And I said, why did you cancel Halloween? Why did you cancel Halloween? And then I told her, your daughter doesn't want you to cancel Halloween, honey. She's so happy that you decorated her grave with all of these decorations. But she says that you're sad because you're no longer living the life that you had before because she's gone. And she's saying, don't cancel Halloween, Mom. I want to come and play and have fun with the other kids too. And she broke down and she told me the story of the loss of her daughter, Kara. She said to me, Jay, my little girl was only 8 years old. She was killed just weeks before Halloween as she was getting off the school bus. And I was there with my youngest son, who wasn't of school age yet. And as she got off the bus, she was carrying a little note that a boy had given her in the bus. And she dropped it. It fell out of her hand and the wind carried it away. And I guess she must have been afraid to lose it. So she chased the note, Jay. And by the time she looked up, it was too late. The car was coming faster than she could run. And she died in my arms. My baby was gone right there, Jay. So she's right, Jay. She couldn't run faster. She just couldn't do it. Since then, we haven't celebrated Halloween because it was her favorite time of year. It was just too hard. And my boy saw it too, Jay. Oh my God. Why did God have to take my baby? We cried like babies together. We cried so much. And I apologized to her because this has really never happened to me before, where I was so emotional in a reading. And all I really wanted to do was hold this woman so that she could feel the love that I had experienced and the love that was meant and intended for her from her daughter. Divianne, I told her, your daughter's with you. And she's with your father and your brother, and they're taking such good care of her. And she visits you daily. But you see, your daughter doesn't want you to stop living because she's not there. She wants you to continue to live because she lives on within you. Her memory is never far away. The love she gave is still within your heart, and you must celebrate life again. She wants you to do this for you and for your husband. And as she wiped away her tears, a smile came through as if to light the room, and she said, Jay, I'm so happy. I can't wait to tell my husband about what happened today. And I don't know if I can ever celebrate Halloween again, but I know that I'm really going to think about it. And with that, Divianne left with a sense of relief, knowing that her daughter's around her all the time and that she really doesn't need any signs to know it. She just does. I hope you enjoyed this story. Thanks so much for listening today. Until next time, we'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening in. I hope you enjoyed today's Laneway to Spirit. To learn more about me, visit my website at mediumjlane.com or my socials on Facebook and Instagram.